A quick update now to a story we first covered this past winter on The World. That is a captive whale. That whale's being held in a small pen near the Russian Far East city of Nakhodka on the Pacific Ocean. One of almost 100 orcas and beluga whales captured last summer, apparently for illegal sale to marine parks in China. Several may have died since then, others may be sick. Activists have been trying for months to get the Russian government to step in and rescue the whales from what they're calling a whale jail. Now for the update. The authorities have since brought charges against four companies, and they're promising to release the whales back into the wild if they can.
They've decided to see how we could eventually rehabilitate them and hopefully release them.
That's marine activist Jean-Michel Cousteau, yes, of that Cousteau family. He's part of a group of activists and scientists who've signed a deal with the Russian government to try to help the whales learn to live again in the wild. Cousteau says the goal is to release all of them. But activist Charles Vinnick, who's also part of the effort, thinks that won't be quick or easy.
Not only do we have to understand the health conditions of each whale, we also have to look at where it is appropriate to transport them so that they can be having the best opportunity to have food and guidance of older adults.
Vinnick helped lead the effort to free a captive orca named Keiko in 2002, you know, of Free Willy fame. Keiko's release in Iceland was widely publicized, but what most people may not remember is that it ultimately failed. Scientists say Keiko never really learned to socialize with other orcas or find his own food. And he died after about 18 months back in the wild. So the challenge of freeing these 97 whales in Russia is pretty big. And the activists say they don't yet have a plan for rehabilitating them. So no happy ending yet to the story of Russia's whale jail, but a ray of hope.